And scientists have showed that there were really no pigments, paints, or dyes that were used to produce the image. It's very interesting. The image, maybe I should mention what the image is, too. The image on the shroud is basically, it's called, it's really oxidation and dehydration of cellulose. It's only on the top one or two fibers of the shroud. A thread is composed of about maybe like of a couple hundred fibers. So we're talking about 1/500th of an inch that the image is just a surface phenomenon. I like what Barry Schwartz used to say, if you take a razor blade and shave the shroud, the image would disappear. So you have to think of a process that is not going to penetrate into the cloth. But think of that one thread, a small thread is composed of 200 fibers, and the image is only on the upper one or two of these fibers. Also, the intensity of each of the fibers, the density, is the same. It's not like certain fibers are darker than others. They all have the same intensity.
Well, and if it had been painted on, it would have seeped all the way through, right?
Exactly. And you would have certain density, you know, different darknesses of the fibers. See, what makes a certain area darker than another is the number of these fibers, like the dot process in printing. You know, an area looks darker in printing because there's more dots. The dots are all the same color. So that's an amazing, you know, phenomena, that the shroud is a surface image and a surface phenomena, and all the fibers are kind of the same intensity. So another theory was the radiation theory, and I think you basically mentioned that the body gave off a burst of radiation, either heat or light, X-rays, neutrons. I've heard every variation of this, and that would have scorched the cloth. But the cloth doesn't fluoresce under UV. The image area doesn't fluoresce under UV light like a scorch would. But there's been a lot of different possibilities, and I think if you're looking at a supernatural possibility, that's the most logical place to go. I even had a theory many years ago called the revised vapographic direct contact that I thought the image may have been produced by a combination of direct contact and diffusion of vapors, like ammonia vapors, that urea, that would be very highly concentrated in a person that was tortured. And these would both diffuse in direct contact with the cloth, develop over a period of years. And I did a lot of research. I found something in nature where plants leave imprints in books. You know, when you leave a imprint of a plant, a leaf in a book for hundreds of years, you get a sepia-colored imprint of the plant. You know, you see that in old books. And I found out that those imprints produce they're negative, they're three-dimensional. You can get three-dimensional reconstruction with a BPH image analyzer. And the mechanism of how those were produced, I tried to apply to the shroud. To make a long story short, my theory doesn't even explain it because, again, you're not going to get the resolution on the shroud. And the reason I want to bring this up is that for 30 years, I've gone through every physical and scientific process, and without trying to go into the supernatural area to see if we could explain it scientifically. And I just haven't been able to. And I think most objective and honest scientists would say that also. You know, there's been many theories, but nothing has been able to explain it. So at that point, I think it was reasonable for me as a scientist to say, and I need to look at maybe a supernatural possibility. And that's science, too. You have to look at all possibilities and then test it. And so mine is a little bit different than the other supernatural possibilities where, you know, the body gave off energy or radiation, and the energy went from the body to the cloth. Okay, George?
Yeah.
That's most of the theories. My theory is it happened just the opposite. The image was produced by the energy or whatever being pulled from the cloth to the body.
That's interesting. So a reversal, same, maybe the same effect, but something like a magnet?
Yeah, okay, now you're getting it. And I ran this by our projects director and a couple of grad students, and first they what would cause something like this? Let's say the body moved out of the physical dimension into another dimension or realm. This is not so foreign to my work because with my Enochian magic, that's the whole point of moving into other realms. But
that's
let's say the body disappeared wherever. I mean, did it go to another spiritual dimension, another physical dimension? What it did is when it moved out, it pulled, it caused some kind of physical effect in the immediate environment to only affect the outer fibers and pulled the water out of the cellulose and gave the image, the chemical reaction of cellulose oxidation and dehydration. Now, why this could make sense is that I always use the example of a two-dimensional being on a flat surface. You know, let's say there's a two-dimensional world, that's creatures that can only live in two dimensions, like on a flat surface. They can't go up and down, only sideways.
And they can't even see each other.
I'm sorry?
They can't even see each other.
Yeah, that's right. So now you're up, you put your finger there, and you're another flat object, the base of your finger on the... Now, but you know you can go up in three dimensions. So now you move up, and the way they see you, you disappear. But notice as you moved your finger up, you may suck some air with you or some molecules. And they would think that would disappear too. Now, I'm not saying this, it was air and molecules, but the idea is that when the body went into this other realm, it pulled away from the shroud. It caused this reaction of cellulose oxidation and dehydration for the water molecules to move out only on the surface and produce the image area that we see. Now, I haven't figured out all the... this is something fairly recent. I've been bouncing it off a few scientists, and the first thing people will say is, well, how could you test it? And I said, well, the problem is, how do you test moving into another realm, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know what I was going to call this theory?
It's something with a magnet.
Well, I was going to call it the Beam Me Up Scotty theory. Or the Beam Me Up God theory. Paul Maloney said, how about the Scotty effect? But, you know, just to kind of be
funny. Beam me up God, right?
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, at first when I mentioned this to a few colleagues, they kind of looked at me, oh, God, another supernatural theory. And then they thought about it, and they said, you know, that's really completely different than all the other ones. The other ones look at the energy going outwards. This is going inwards. It may explain the resolution problem. I haven't gone that far with it. And one of the reasons I love going on Coast to Coast is when I put a theory or really we're talking about hypotheses, not theories. You know, but we use the term, you know, meaning speculation. When I put a speculation out there, I get a lot of emails, and I get many times very good suggestions or new leads. So I was hoping that, you know, this is a good time to put the theory out and see what other people would think. Again, I have, you know, I'm Paul Maloney and Barry and myself and many others that I work with. We really are objective. We have no agenda. If the shroud evidence came out tomorrow that it was a forgery, we would say fine. If not, you know, we're not trying to prove anything. We want to study it objectively and scientifically. So, unfortunately, a lot of people seem to have agendas one way or the other. They want to expose it as a fake because, you know, they have a passion to do that. And others want to prove it's real because they have a passion. But to me, it's an object we want to study. And granted, yes, if this is the burial cloth of Jesus Christ and it was produced by some miraculous type of effect, this would be significant for mankind. You said that on the last show. You remember I was on.
That's
that
right.
You felt that too. And yes, it would be important. But, you know, I'm sure you would feel the same way as we all would. If evidence pointed that it was a forgery, we would accept it.